This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Job there, Eddie. I tell you, I could not sleep last night. I read some of the reports as we get ready to get going here on the Fan this morning that Phil Jackson was going to be out, and then right around 5 o'clock this morning, Stephon Bondi from the Daily News is basically confirming and saying that Phil Jackson has been fired by Jim Dolan, with an announcement coming a little bit later on this morning. But we are here at the Fan. Yesterday, we were at Craigie's Golf Tournament up there at Trump Briarcliff. Had an absolutely great day. And who was the foursome in front of me? Well, that was the Mohegan Sun guys and Mitchell Edison, those guys. And the aforementioned Wally Zerbiak and the bunch of cheaters that they were, that they actually won the tournament. And speaking of Wally Zerbiak, he joins me this morning because Craigie couldn't wake up this morning because he... Yeah, I don't know if he's lazy.
Too much fun at the...
He worked very hard. So, Wally, good morning, my man. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's great to have you in studio here for the next 2 hours, breaking down everything that is New York Knicks. First of all, congratulations on your win yesterday.
Thank you. And I got to be honest, what a day. Had a great group. Guys were tremendous. The guys from Mohegan Sun. We had a real stick in our group. He could really play. I don't know what his handicap was, +4
yeah, like
or something.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, no, +4.
Oh, +4.
Yeah,
wow, yeah,
something like that.
Okay.
And this kid's had a few 63s on his resume, and he drove the ball 340, and that makes a difference in a scramble.
Yeah, but driving the ball 340
helps.
In a scramble is
helps.
Ridiculous. But I will say this, Craigie did a great job yesterday.
Yes,
and I know,
he did.
But before we get to the next, I just want to say Trump Briarcliff did a great job. They had heavy rains yesterday. The place was fantastic shape. Everybody was great. We all had a great, great night. You and I got out of there late.
Yep. Hey, I wanted to wait.
Like,
I wanted to let the traffic pass, and then
right. I think you and I were
the
guys who enjoyed themselves
the most
yesterday.
We did close up shop.
And we were talking about Phil Jackson yesterday. We were talking about the Knicks, and, you know, you hate when you're around me and I start talking Knicks because my fan passion comes out.
I love it.
And my fan passion for the last 2 years has been saying this day couldn't get here fast enough because whatever is going on over there at the Garden, the dysfunction that Phil Jackson added to it, it was almost like dysfunction on steroids. And I've had enough of it. And I would not go and watch a game anymore. And now with everything that's gone on, you know, the potential trading of Porzingis, the unicorn, the problem between he and Carmelo Anthony, they don't play defense. Some of the comments that he has made around the draft about how he thought his team played defense much better towards the end of the year, even though the score and the record didn't reflect it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is this guy doing? And I've been saying it for over a year, Wally, and you work over there, and I know I worked over there for many years. I feel like Jim Dolan really wants to win, and he wants to spend the money to win, and he'll invest in anybody he possibly can to get this thing right on the basketball side of things. And yet his decision-making and the people that he's put into power over there, now it's Phil Jackson. Before that, it was Isaiah Thomas. It has been an unmitigated disaster, and it's been going on now for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And I watch what happened. I can't tell you that I'm surprised about what happens because nothing surprises me in the world of sports here in New York. But finally it happens, and like I said, I think it's bad timing now because whoever comes in to take over, whether it be Steve Mills, who now has got to clean up some of this mess, is behind the eight ball because free agency is going to start. They did not get their chance to make the pick in the draft. This is Phil's pick, and Phil's picks, I should say, but maybe Dolan just had enough.
Yeah, I think that has to be the case, and this goes to show you that with all the dysfunction with the players, it kind of shows that, you know, the players are running things over there.
Well, you know, Carmelo Anthony wins because they did not want to buy out the $54 million left on his contract.
And you buy out Phil's 20 or whatever he has
$24 million.
Left.
So it's a lesser of two evils. There's no question about that. But and finally, thankfully, you know, now all of a sudden maybe whatever tension had been building over there over the last 6 months is finally out of the building.
Yes.
And you're right. The players do win.
Now the players got to play, though.
Yeah, but now comes the next decision.
Yeah.
Who is going to run the team? Who is going to – are we going to go down the path of Isaiah Thomas again? Because remember, Isaiah is now in the building, and he's run the Liberty. It's a totally different animal than the Knicks. You know, they've had some success with him there, but I can't imagine that he would be bringing Isaiah Thomas back to run the Knicks.
Listen, I love your passion as to who's running the team. I don't care who's running the team. Look at Cleveland. They don't care who's running the team. They're about to hire Chauncey Billups. The players are the ones that are putting the ball in the basket out there. I was a former player. The players got to look at themselves and say, hey, I got to play on the floor. That's what it's got to come down
well,
to.
Now I
understand organizations win from the top down. I agree with you. Dolan wants to win. He spends money. He opens up his checkbooks. But the bottom line is, in basketball, one player or maybe two players can have a huge impact on the floor, and they can turn a franchise around. We've seen it with Cleveland with LeBron. We saw it with Durant in Oklahoma City. The bottom line is the Knicks have to get that transcendent player. They thought it was Carmelo Anthony. He used to be that player back in his prime, back in his 20s. When he got to the Knicks, he wasn't quite the same player, especially on the defensive end of the floor. And we're pointing fingers all over the place, but in basketball, almost more so than any sport, one or two players can completely make a difference. And unfortunately, the Knicks haven't had that Walt Frazier. They haven't had that Patrick Ewing in this generation since 2000.
Well, you know, and the point being is that when you are Phil Jackson and you have Michael Jordan as your best player, now all of a sudden
Scottie
you're a great
Pippen
coach.
And Shaq and Kobe Bryant, back, that makes back, you look a lot smarter.
I know, now, but it goes back years and years and years. It goes back to Magic Johnson. It goes to Larry Bird. It goes to Patrick Ewing. When you have that super stud, the Tim Duncans of the world, that show up every day, that want to practice every day, that want to go out there and compete every day, it makes the coach's job in the NBA a hell of a lot easier. I call the NBA an entitlement league. Because they're guaranteed contracts. If they go and trade Carmelo, he gets another $6 million on top of the $24 million or whatever the hell he's making, which
is
mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, that trade kicker is mind-boggling. I had that in my contract when I got traded.
And you couldn't wait to get traded. I mean, I understand you guys are like entitled. Trade me. I get more money. I don't care. Plus, they probably pay for your moving by your house.
Yeah, they do. They pay for your moving. It's a lot of heartache. It's tough moving your family.
Yeah. But you get a little extra kicker in the back end.
Exactly.
But his kicker is $6 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a kicker that I would more.
And the team trading for you pays that. The team trading for you pays that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So the incentive is not to acquire somebody like Carmelo Anthony because it's tied to the maximum amount of the contract.
Exactly.
So if he was making $10 million, kicker wouldn't be as much as it is.
Well, it depends. Like my trade kicker was, I think it was 10 or 15% on the 1 year that I was getting paid that year. It wasn't on the whole rest of the contract. Now, it's different for different players.
Right,
Carmelo Anthony's
with the bird rights and all that other stuff
might
be,
you know, the remainder of the contract, whatever is $24 million, 10 or 15% of that.
I heard it goes from, you know, $24 million to $30
million. Right.
So instead of making $50 million, he's going to make $60
million total. Exactly.
So, that's the incentive is not to trade him. It's to keep him. And everybody out there knew that between Carmelo and Phil that this was not going to work.
No.
And why would you trade for somebody
they
that
were going
know?
At each other. And this shows that Carmelo Anthony kind of outlasted Phil. And that's kind of the message that's being sent
here. Well, Carmelo Anthony now has outlasted four GMs and four coaches.
There you go.
I mean, it's unbelievable. That's and right. I'm not saying that he's the 100% reason why all these guys have come and left. I know it's because D'Antoni decided, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the first one that realized, I got to get out of here because I can't coach Carmelo because he is not.
And look, he was coach of the year just at the NBA Awards.
Well, he has Harden. You know, he has Harden who wants to go out there and score 35 points
and
every night.
And Harden makes a lot of his teammates better, and Harden's perfect for the D'Antoni system. D'Antoni needs a great point guard, and Harden is a great point guard, and there you go, coach of the year. And he had an interesting statement that he made up at the podium thanking the New York media for helping vote him get that award.
Which is amazing when you think about it.
It is.
And it goes and it speaks to the dysfunction, because that was prior to when Phil Jackson got here.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you know, that was Jim Dolan telling Donnie Walsh, trade half your team and get a star in here because this is Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. We want Carmelo to come back. You remember, I'm coming home and all that nonsense.
I'm selling seats.
Right, selling seats, and I got a star to build around and everything else. But he picked the wrong star, unfortunately. And now today is a day that I think some of the pressure is alleviated, but more questions now are on the horizon as to who is going to be running the Knicks, and whether it is, dare I say it, Isaiah Thomas.
I don't know what direction that goes. I don't want to speculate. I couldn't see that. I mean, it was a disastrous. You know,
yeah,
when he ran the team before, I don't know why Dolan would go in that direction, but who knows? You know, maybe, and you know, things can be amended on that end. But you know, it's got to come down to the guys in that locker room have to look at themselves and say, listen, we got to bring it. We got to play. We got to win games. That's what this league's all about. That's what being a player is. That's what you're paid to do.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
You can't tell me that last year when Phil assembled this roster that everyone didn't think, me included, you included, that this team wouldn't be in the playoffs. The fact that they completely imploded this season, it's got to come down to, one, the coach couldn't get these guys to play to their potential. Now, whether or not you can make an excuse that Phil was in there trying to implement his triangle system, the players didn't like that system, the game is different now, whatever. With that roster, you could play. You could not run a play, and you should be able to, I think, make the playoffs.
Well, the interesting thing was that Derrick Rose comes out and basically says, "I've never played in a system. I just play basketball. I don't know what that means.
I wanted to run a play. I just wanted to play basketball." Nowadays, Golden State Warriors, they don't really run plays. They just move the ball. They shoot. They have players. That's how you play summer league basketball. That's how you play AAU basketball. Now, AAU basketball doesn't exactly translate to the most fundamentals and the most skills with the way some guys are coming into the league and playing. But it shouldn't matter. If you're a player, you just want to go out there and play. You take onus on the defensive end to follow a scheme that the coaches are running to defend and stop people. And that was the problem with the Knicks team last year. You know, they just couldn't stop anyone. So it's going to be interesting to see what direction they go. I thought Phil did a good job in the draft. I like Neal Akina. I thought they were moving in a kind of triangle direction, but obviously I was completely wrong, and I have to admit that. And now they're going maybe in a different direction, but hopefully that draft pick works out. And, you know, maybe Steve Mills was a little bit involved in helping with that pick, because I know Steve Mills was really scouting him heavily, and he was spending a lot of time overseas, you know, making sure that they made the correct pick in this draft. And look, the Porzingis draft, that was the right pick. That was a good pick.
Well, I mean, you know, you could have picked that.
Yeah,
I could
it fell
have
right
that.
Into their lap.
It fell right into
it
their
did,
lap.
You no know, question.
And I remember talking to Craig before that draft and before it was decided where they were going to pick. I was like, man, I hope they get picked. I hope they pick fourth, because the pick will be made for them.
Yeah. Right.
Any of the previous three picks, now they got to make a decision.
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell was the real botch up job in that one, number two.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but you know, maybe the Brooklyn Nets will catch a break, and he'll find his
maybe
game.
Maybe Kenny Atkinson can reinvigorate.
Yeah, you know, and you hear the voice of Wally Szczerbiak. Craig is out today, so this is going to be a lot about basketball here the first couple hours. The Yankees lost last night, just a heartbreaking loss. I went to bed, they were winning.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Clifford somehow gets out of the eighth inning jam that he gets put into by the Yankees and their previous relief pitcher, but he finds a way to get out of it, and they end up losing with Dellin Betances on the mound, which is not what you expect if you're a Yankee fan. And then, of course, the Mets go and they play the Marlins and lose. So
Mets. I'm like you. My Mets. That's
depressing. My Mets. It is depressing, but there's no question about it. But the story of the day right now is Phil Jackson, dysfunction that he leaves behind. Let me ask you this. You've been covering this team with Alan Hahn. You guys do a great job over there at MSG. I mean, internally, you've got as a former player, have to understand that behind the scenes there was a lot of this crap going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you really can't talk about it openly, but now you can, in a sense that, I mean, Phil Jackson is just got to despise Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
And vice versa, too, by the way.
Yeah, well, with Phil Jackson has not pulled any punches with Carmelo Anthony. And for him to treat a so-called superstar and possible future Hall of Famer and say the things he said, normally that stuff is kept in-house. I remember my coach, Flip Saunders, you know, rest in peace, he always said, I'm not airing any of my dirty laundry out to the media.
Most coaches are like that.
Most coaches treat their players where they want to keep everything in-house. Phil does it a different way. I remember Phil did it with Kobe Bryant. Sometimes he did it with Shaquille O'Neal.
He is not coaching here.
That's
true. He's running the franchise. He's hired a coach. He's got a couple buddies
and
that are
New
running
York
around.
And the New York media is different than even the L.A. media,
right.
The Chicago media. It's a different storm.
But
it really is.
But I think guys, you know, that cover the team on a daily basis, whether it be Isola or Berman or anybody else, they knew that there was a rift between star player and the guy who's running the team, who has 11 rings, who's not bashful about telling you that.
Why was there a rift, though? because the team didn't win. There wasn't a riff right when Phil Jackson got here. He signed Carmelo Anthony. He gave him the no-trade clause. He thought that he could win with him. He tried to assemble players around him. It just didn't work on the floor because the players couldn't deliver wins on the floor. The one thing I'll give Carmelo Anthony credit for is the way he's treated Porzingis. I've said this all along. I wish KG would have treated me like that as a rookie, the way Carmelo Anthony treated Porzingis. He took him under his wing. He helped protect him. He helped teach him the ways of the NBA. And I think Porzingis flourished big time on the floor as a rookie because Carmelo Anthony was really behind him.
Okay, so that was as a rookie. Now, after his second year, is it a big deal, as big a deal as everybody's made, that he missed his exit interview? That's a big deal.
Huge deal.
So by him missing the exit interview, in your eyes, what is Porzingis saying about the Knicks? So what does that mean to the people who are following the Knicks?
Well, it means that Porzingis is aligning himself with Carmelo Anthony. He doesn't agree with a lot of the stuff that Phil Jackson was saying about the team and Carmelo Anthony and putting him on the trading block right around the trade deadline last year. I think that's pretty much what that message says. Whether or not that came from Porzingis or whether that came from his representation, his agent, his brother, you know, who knows? You know, that's still to be speculated.
I mean, it's a kid. This kid is a 20-year-old kid.
Yeah, he's a 20-year-old kid.
And he's a European kid.
And he's in a tough market.
And this kid has that kind of power?
Well, obviously his representation thinks he has that kind of power, and right. They use that card. And when now Phil Jackson, it looks like possibly is out. It looks like with all reports.
No, not possibly. The Daily News is saying he's going to be fired.
There
Stephon Bondi, basically 5 o'clock this morning, put up online saying that Phil Jackson will be fired or has been fired.
There you go. Well, then the news is out. And, you know, that shows that obviously Porzingis does have a lot of power. Carmelo Anthony do have a lot of power. And it's no secret that's how it's been in the NBA for a long time.
The players
run the show.
Right, exactly. Do you believe that that Carmelo Anthony will remain a Knick the final 2 years of his contract?
I think so.
All right. Do you believe that Jeff Hornacek will stay here as coach now?
I think so.
So they'll stay. And who is on the horizon? Give me somebody in the NBA that maybe is a little bit under the radar that would be a guy that should come in here and run this team. Like Sean Marks, I thought was
maybe
like
David Griffin.
Really? Where's from
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
He just left Cleveland.
Oh, the general manager just got fired, right?
What about that name?
I don't know.
I'm just, the guy did a great job with Cleveland. I don't know why Cleveland got rid of him. I mean, come on. The guys made 3 straight finals. They won a championship last year.
And then LeBron also came out and said, hey, it wasn't me that didn't want you around here, right?
They were a shot away from Kyle Korver making that shot in Game 3 from it being a real series in the NBA Finals. I mean, this is the crazy thing about the NBA and professional sports. You're basically up 2 with 40 seconds left. You got one of the best 3-point shooters of all time, gets an open corner 3, misses it. If he makes that, they win that game. He misses the shot. Durant makes the 3. Down 3-0. The NBA is just crazy to me. It really is. So there's a name that maybe James Dolan should consider. He's had a lot of success. I think he wants to prove that
he can do it without LeBron.
Without LeBron, exactly. So Steve Mills is well-respected in this business. He knows exactly what he's doing. I'm sure Phil was leaning on Steve Mills quite a bit. So
Think like Steve Mills is a forgotten guy around here.
Yeah.
And like,
he's
been around
exactly
for a long time.
Doing.
He's been like a right-hand man to Jim Dolan, but yet it doesn't seem like he ever has the ability to make a decision for whatever reason.
Well, you I don't know that for sure. I mean, just because he's not the guy that is on the headlines that when decisions don't work out, the pink finger doesn't get pointed at him.
Yeah, but when you go from Donnie Walsh
to
Phil Jackson, right? And Steve Mills is the loyal lieutenant underneath both of those guys, you wonder why doesn't he get a shot? Or I don't even know if he deserves a shot. I have no idea. All I know is that what I have seen.
That's a determination that James Dolan has to make.
Right. All I know is that what I have seen since Phil Jackson has gotten here has been an unmitigated disaster. And I think everybody realizes that.
Yeah. Listen, with the New York media, there's no question that it's created swirling headlines. And I just look at what he did with the roster last year. I thought he did a good job. You know, whether that was Phil Jackson, Steve Mills, Allen Houston, all those guys coming together, putting that team together. Once that team came together, just the stuff you heard coming out of, you know, the locker room, the dysfunction between what maybe Jeff Hornacek wanted to run on the floor, what the players wanted to run on the floor, what Phil Jackson wanted them to run on the floor, That's my only issue with what Phil Jackson did.
I wish I could be with Jeff Hornacek this morning just to see how he feels.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.